Every Sunday, a group of men gathers in an echoey school classroom in Kinshasa. Kinshasa is the capital of a French-speaking country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. But this group, which calls itself the Great Guys, gathers to speak English. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arcton met up with them to find out why.
15 men, ranging from their mid-20s to mid-50s, are sitting on rows of old-fashioned wooden classroom benches inside Mama Kingongo School in Yolo on the outskirts of Kinshasa. The primary and high school kids are off today, though the voices of children playing outside filter through the open windows. They're speaking the local language, Lingala, and French. But here indoors, it's English all the way. Not the Queen's English, though, the American version.
We started as kids. It's fun. We were speaking things for fun because, you know, just sounding like American was great, you know, watching all these movies, the songs. And then we came to understand that, hey, we should get serious about this because it's important.
Tom Chibangu created The Great Guys 24 years ago. He's a journalist and credits the club with his professional success.
I got a job thanks to English, I mean to my knowledge of English. I was a translator here and now I'm a journalist with the United Nations. I also serve as a translator. Yeah, that's great.
He said the club has 25 regular members, including women.
They are not here today. We have three of them now that have to help their own family so we understand.
The Great Guys Club has produced three marriages among its members. But the primary aim is still to practice their English for 3 hours every Sunday to discuss news and tell funny stories, ending with a session to correct mistakes in pronunciation and usage. Abai Mamadou joined the Great Guys 2 years ago. He's an English teacher and said when he asks his Congolese students why they're learning the language, they always say, jobs.
In order to have a good position in a company, you must speak English. Everybody wants to speak American English. That shows you the influence of the United States of America upon Africa.
It also helps socially, it seems. Norbert Baza is the club's newest and youngest member. He said that for him, speaking English was all about trying to sound American.
Because here, what is very important and what is very lacked by Congolese people is to learn American English, because we lack very much speak an American English.
And yet, of course, French is the official language here in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But the founder, Tom Chibangu, says there's much more to the club than just language.
We decided to call ourselves Great Guys as a sign of, a symbol of our desire to improve, not only in the use of the English language, but otherwise as well, I mean, in our lives, all aspects of our lives. You know, everyone here, every member is encouraged to perform well on his job, to be a good father if he has a family, to be a good student if he's a student and so forth. You know, wherever you are, try to be an example for other people to follow.
And as the Great Guys begin to wrap up, they seem rather reluctant to close for the day.
Especially after 1 o'clock, there is another meeting that we call extra meeting. We are going to meet and share a drink of beer somewhere. You are invited.
Thank you. Ophébia Quist-Arcton, NPR News, Kinshasa, with the Great Guys. Guys, thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.